people spend billions of dollars to dig deep to get value, but won't lift a finger to get wisdom.
Dr. Tony Evans helps us understand the value of wisdom, starting with a look at what it is.
It is the God-given ability to perceive the true nature of a matter and execute the will of God regarding it.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Real wisdom doesn't come cheap, but Dr. Evans says it's worth the price. Let's join him as he talks about the cost involved and what can happen if we're willing to pay.
If you have ever traveled on Route 1 in California, you know that's treacherous driving. On one side is the Pacific Ocean, with drops that are scary as you go around various bends and curves. On the other side are hills and mountains, and you'll see signs, watch for falling rocks. I'm not sure what you would do in a car if you saw one, but. And then on top of that, the road is narrow at many points. And you wonder how two cars going in two different directions could get around the bend. And then on top of that, the curves in many places are such that you can't see the other guy coming. I remember many, many years ago when we were traveling on vacation and the kids were small, they asked me to please get off this road because they were scared. Signs abound. Watch for the curve. Falling rocks, sharp bend, slow down, because it's treacherous driving. Much like Route 1 in California is life, treacherous going. You don't know what's around the bend. Sometimes it looks like if you look to the right, there's disaster, but if you look to the left, there's disaster there too. And then the road you're on is so narrow. When you drive on Route 1, you must navigate the travel carefully because there is impending danger, mile after mile after mile. Life is that way. It must be navigated carefully because there's so many twists and turns that can breed risk and danger. There are many in this room who know what it is to make a wrong turn on a narrow road. In our room today, there are regrets. If you wouldn't have turned that way and you would have turned this way, you wouldn't be here today. If you would have made this decision as opposed to that decision, then maybe life would have been different and maybe life would have been better. And there is the regret of not navigating carefully during the twists and turns of life. And then we have our children who are being given conflicting signs about how to navigate the journey called life. The television is telling them to turn one way. Their friends are telling them to turn another way. Mom and daddy is saying, go straight. And they're getting these conflicting signals about navigating life. What does knowing God have to do with navigating life, especially given the twists and turns and dangers of the roadway? The Bible has a word for it. It's called wisdom. Wisdom is God's word for navigating life. It is God's word for handling the twists, the tweaks, the turns, the dangers, the precipices of life. And God, knowing that life would have to be navigated, gave us a word. And the word is wisdom. We all have now cable TV on some level, and there's a channel for everything. Sports channel, movie channel, food channel, health channel, exercise channel. There is a channel for everything by the hundreds. I have yet to come across a wisdom channel. And if there was ever a channel needed today to navigate life, with all of the decisions that are being made on every level, personal, family, in the church, in the government today. We need a wisdom channel. Wisdom is designed to answer this question. How do I navigate life carefully and correctly? That's the question that wisdom is designed to answer. How do I navigate life carefully and correctly? How do I live my life in the best way possible? That's the question that wisdom seeks to answer. And Paul says in this scripture, in verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. So he correlates your ability to be wise to your knowledge of him. So knowing God and being wise are tied together. To put it another way, not to know God is not to be wise. And not to be wise is not to make the choices that are in your best interest for navigating life carefully and correctly. Without a control tower to navigate the plane, it's flying on its own blindly. You leave a plane up in the air or a series of planes, and there is no control tower to tell the pilot what he can't see in the clouds and above him and below him. If there's nobody bigger than him watching over him, he's on his own. Now, he might make it okay, and he might not. There needs to be something that can see where you can't see. And that's why the knowledge of God is connected to wisdom. We're telling our children, get your education, get your education. Don't stop with high school, go to college, get your education. But it's possible to be an educated fool. And many of us as parents can say that because we know. We've made those decisions. We've made those unwise choices. And we don't want them to go the same route we did. We don't want them to have to learn by experience. Except learn by my experience, not yours. What I'm simply going to tell you today is how to navigate the rest of your life wisely. I can't change yesterday. I can't change last week. I can't change last month. I can't change last year. You can't change that for me. I can't change that for you, but you still here, so we got today and tomorrow. Wisdom is the ability to navigate life carefully and correctly. To be more technical in my definition, wisdom is effectively applying divine truth to everyday life situations. It's been known as the skill of righteous living. It is applying truth to everyday life. It is the God-given ability to perceive the true nature of a matter and implement the will of God regarding it. It is the God-given ability to perceive the true nature of a matter and execute the will of God regarding it. So important is this subject of wisdom, God has dedicated a whole book to it. The book of Proverbs. Often unread, and yet in terms of everyday decision making, it's the most important book in the Bible. The whole theme of the book is wise decision making. He talks about finances, he talks about raising kids. You know, he talks about who your friends are. He talks about all of these decisions that we've got to make. He talks about work. There's a verse in there that tells a single woman, before you marry a man, see if he can pay for the house he built. Don't just believe him because he's talking noise. If he want romance, show me the finance. He says, you know, you better make a wise decision here. In fact, look at Proverbs chapter 2, which, now everybody want to read Proverbs, all right? That's a good thing, that's a good thing. Proverbs chapter 2. This is a parent talking to a child, because that's how wisdom is to be transferred through the family. He says, "My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding, for if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity." Two things are needed if you're going to be a wise liver. I can't talk about last year. Maybe you made bad decisions last year, but you still got today and tomorrow. He says you need knowledge and understanding. When knowledge and understanding mate, they give birth to a baby called wisdom. If you and I are going to be wise, we must first have knowledge. We must have the facts. We must know the truth.
Dr. Evans will talk about the difference knowing the truth can make when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, time is running out to take advantage of our special offer on Tony's current series, The Comeback. This 10-message collection will teach you how to turn around key areas of your life where you've been stuck. Areas like your finances, your family, your career, and more. For a few more days, we're making this life-changing collection available on CD as our gift when you make any contribution, no matter the size, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. And if we hear from you right away, we'll send it to you with something extra, the Kingdom Family Devotional, a 52-week journey through the most important concepts of the Christian faith. Each week covers a different topic like salvation, spiritual warfare, prayer, forgiveness, discipleship, and so on. But this special double offer ends Friday. So visit us today at TonyEvans.org or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
Bible study is like gold mining. The deeper you dig, the more treasure you'll unearth. If you're ready to tap into the mother lode, take the course on the Book of James being offered through the Tony Evans Training Center. Take your time with each online module that'll take you verse by verse through the text, with exclusive, in-depth content from Dr. Evans, probing discussion questions, access to full-length messages, and an online discussion forum where you can ask specific questions and get detailed answers. The focus is on understanding and application, equipping you to put God's Word to work in the real world. Explore our growing list of courses covering many of the most important concepts in Christianity. The Tony Evans Training Center, a world of discovery, anywhere, anytime.
Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to living life. Many of us made bad decisions because we didn't have all the information. We were given a bill of goods. We were lied to. Some of you ladies would never be sitting next to the man you're sitting next to now. He says you need knowledge. You need the information, the truth. What does he mean by knowledge? By knowledge, he's referring to the ability to perceive the true nature of a matter. To perceive the true nature of a matter. What's really going on here? And the problem is, we're limited. We don't know whether, when somebody gives us a sentence, whether there's a paragraph behind it that they didn't say. We don't know all that information. God does. God knows what's been said and what's been hidden. God knows. That's why, if you want to be wise, you must start with God's view of the matter. He says in verse 6, the Lord gives wisdom. Turn back. You gotta look at this passage. It's one of the most exhaustive passages of wisdom in the Bible. And that's Job 28. Job 28. But where can wisdom be found? He says in verse 12 of Job 28. Where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value. Verse 13, nor is it found in the land of the living. Okay? Nor is wisdom to be found in the land of the living. The deep, that's the sea, it says, it's not in me. The sea says, it's not in me. Pure gold cannot be given in exchange for it. You can't buy wisdom. Anybody charging you for wisdom is a charlatan. And gold is up right now. Wisdom cannot be purchased, nor can silver be weighed as its price, verse 15. He goes on and talks about all the expensive things that can't give you wisdom. He raises the question, where then does wisdom come from? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living. It's concealed from the birds of the sky. Verse 23, God understands its way. He knows its place or location, for he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the sun. Verse 28, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And depart from evil is understanding. He says, wisdom alone is located in God. Well, if wisdom alone is located in God, then I want the knowledge of God. I want to know what God knows. See, when we believe somebody has some more information that we don't have about stuff we want to know about, we'll quickly say to a person, tell me what you know. Tell me what you know so I can get the inside info. He says, God knows where wisdom is. Because he has knowledge of the ends of the earth. He has knowledge. See, the reason why you can trust God is he knows what's coming. We know what we see and hope for what's coming. So wisdom first involves knowledge. And then it also involves, we saw in Proverbs chapter 2, understanding. Knowledge is perceiving the true nature of a matter. Understanding is gathering how to use it. Understanding its purpose. Understanding what to do with it. A man one day had some machinery that was broken down and he didn't know how to repair it. So he called the repairman. He said, my machinery's not working. The repairman looked at it, reached into his toolbox, took out a little teeny hammer, and hit the machine. And all of a sudden, it revved up. The guy said, why? He said, write me your bill. He wrote a bill for $1,000. He said, $1,000. He said, break down this cost. He said, $1 for the tap. $999 for knowing where to tap. Understanding has to do with knowing where to tap. Knowledge is getting the data, getting the facts, the true nature of a thing. Not just what you see, but what's really there. And understanding is being able to connect its proper purpose to it. Using it, utilizing it. Proverbs chapter 2, he says, wisdom is like a man searching for silver. Silver is underneath the ground. If you want to get some silver, you're going to dig for it. All these valuable metals, if you want a diamond, you got to dig for some coal. God's got all this valuable stuff, oil, all this valuable stuff underneath the ground. People spend billions of dollars to dig deep to get value, but won't lift a finger to get wisdom. But he says wisdom is like coal, silver, gold, oil, all that valuable stuff God wants to know, like any football coach wants to say, how bad do you want it? I'm not just going to lay diamonds all out and silver all out on the road just so people who just want a cheap thrill or a quick rich can just walk by and grab it. No, no, no. That valuable stuff you dig for. You remember growing up as kids and they had the prizes in the cereal box? And our desire was to dig through the cereal to get to the prize. But the prizes were at the bottom of the box. The idea is eat your way to it. It's in there, but you eat your way, because the purpose of the box is to feed you. We want you to be willing to eat your way to the prize. So my mom and daddy would never let us dig through the cereal, skip the cereal to get to the prize. We had to eat our way to the prize. God says the knowledge of God is like a man searching for silver. God wants to know, how bad do you want it? Don't tell me you want to be wise, but you won't open up your Bible to the book of Proverbs. Yes. Yes. Don't tell me you want to be wise and you never raise the question, what does God say about this? What does God think about this? Well, boy, you mean to tell me I'm going to have to study my Bible? I'm going to have to go get a book that shows me what God says about this? Or I got to go to another Christian to get advice? You mean I got to do all that? I just operate by my instincts. I don't want to do all that. Then you won't get silver. You won't get diamond. You're going to get cut glass. You're not going to get leather. You're going to get pleather. Because God knows how valuable wisdom is. So he does not provide it cheaply. You can't buy it, but you have to want it enough to go to him for it. Wisdom affects decision making. It is getting divine insight into a matter. It is getting God's view and then how he wants you to manage his view in this scenario. He called it, in our passage we read in Ephesians 1:17, he called it a spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is a spirit. It's not a thing, it's a spirit. Therefore, divine wisdom can only be ascertained spiritually. God wants you to understand spiritual realities. He prays a prayer because he wants them to have wisdom and the knowledge of him. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. I want the veil to be lifted so you see what God sees.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about the value and the source of wisdom. And he'll have more to say on the subject tomorrow, but if you'd like to hear the complete full-length message on CD or DVD, it's titled Experiencing Spiritual Wisdom. Or get this lesson as a part of his series, The Comeback, including a lot of material we didn't have time to present on the air. And remember, as our thank you gift, when you make any contribution toward Tony's ministry, we'll send you this entire 10-message CD collection, plus the 52-week Kingdom Family Devotional I told you about earlier. Make a point of visiting us today at TonyEvans.org to make the arrangements before time runs out on Friday. And while you're there, you can browse through our huge collection of resources and maybe even win a free trip for you and a guest to the Holy Land with Tony this November. You can enter our Israel sweepstakes when you pre-order Tony's upcoming book that picks up where our current series leaves off. It's called Your Comeback, a look at why your best, most spiritually energized days are ahead, no matter what's in your past. The sweepstakes ends Friday. No purchase is necessary. And complete rules are online at TonyEvans.org, along with details on pre-ordering your book. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222, where someone on our resource team is always standing by to help you. Again, 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on how we can benefit from godly wisdom, even if you're already dealing with the problems created by mixing it with your own. Don't miss it. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.